The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent.
Hello, everybody. I am Jared Reimer, and welcome to White Cane Travels podcast. I hope that you all have enjoyed the podcast series this year. And I know there haven't been that many podcasts, but you can change that by giving us topics to talk about. This is going to be podcast number 21 of the series, and I've had a few podcasts this year, and I know that we could talk about a whole lot more. Now, I am going to go ahead and cross-post this to two different podcasts. This podcast and my technology podcast, because it covers technology and driving. What does it have to do with the disabled? Well, seeing that we are dealing with distracted drivers now, it has everything to do with the disabled. I've talked about accidents in podcasts 11 and 20. And I am hoping that we do not have to talk about any more serious ones, let alone accidents in general. I heard a segment of Security Now 588, which is on grc.com. I talk a little bit about what Security Now is for those people who are not familiar with it. And then I give my thoughts and comments dealing with that episode. For the people who are not familiar of Security Now, it's basically a show dealing with technology and security. And there was something very interesting that was talked about on episode 588, which is talking about phones and cars, and that would affect drivers if this was to go into effect. And so I am looking to get the information out there. I will link to Security Now's webpage in the show notes on this podcast, so you could take a look at the webpage and see if the podcast would be of interest to you. I hope that the information I am going to talk about is of value to this podcast, because I found it interesting for a disabled person's point of view. And it isn't that long, but it is definitely worth it. Contact me through White Cane Travel's website at whitecanetravel.com. Thank you very much for listening. Make it a great day.
So I have a topic this morning. It's December the 6th, and it is definitely a cold morning here in California, where I am in Woodland Hills. At least the temperature is consistent. And the topic today, I thought I would put in both White Cane Travel and my technology podcast, because it affects both. Now, the technology aspect is the telephone and how White Cane Travel is affected, and people who travel with canes or dogs, for that matter. Well, on Security Now, which is a technology show covering all things security, you know, breaches and how-tos and all sorts of stuff, hosted by Twit, the This Week in Tech folks. And it is also available on any major podcast network. And the host is Steve Gibson with Leo Laporte. Steve coined spyware, and along with other interesting terms. Well, this show on this episode talked about something interesting that I thought was kind of cool. What is it? It is a cell phone that could be made to be in driver mode. The Transportation Highway Safety Board came up with something that would have phone manufacturers put phones into driver mode. So apps that are not necessary, like Twitter, Facebook, messages, and others, would not work. You could use your maps. You could talk on the phone hands-free. And there are probably other apps that you would be able to use, because it turns out that distracted driving is becoming a big-time problem. And I've talked about this on White Cane Travel numerous times. The close call I had with a car in Van Nuys, California. I wasn't injured. See Podcast 11. Podcast 11 also talked about Herbie's incident. And then the just released Podcast 20 with Tim and Steph, DJs of 986themix.com. And Steph's encounter. And I have talked about, you know, canes. And, of course, the glow green, especially at night. And I've also talked about, on Podcast 18, when we talked about transportation elsewhere and other odds and ends on White Cane, we also talked about these wristbands that I wear, especially at night. And those are all good things to help. Now, if you're on the technology podcast and you're interested, you might want to go over to White Cane Travel and download the podcasts that interest you. And of course, if you have resources or you want to be on the podcast and talk about mobility training in your area, especially if you're outside the United States, and how it differs from teaching in the United States, we would love to have you. But the point of this talk is that we need to do something about this distractive driving. And I don't know exactly what the solution is. You know, we've got a good idea here. And Steve points out the whole aspect of putting the phone outside of the driver area so that you could look at your phone and do other things while you're driving. And there's questions on how it's going to work. The Transportation Highway Safety Board is thinking that the phone would go into driver mode automatically so that the driver doesn't have to do anything. And I like, again, I said it's a good idea, but of course I am seeing it from a technology standpoint, and you know, how would you implement such a thing? You know, if, let's say, we as blind individuals, since I know I target the blind, happen to hit a bump and we get shoved over to the driver's side for a quick second, right? And we're in the front seat. How is that going to affect our use of the phone if we wanted to use our phone? And I didn't see something brought up that I thought about during that portion of Security Now, and that is this. What do they do with the fact that we can sit behind the driver? Does that mean our phones go in driver mode too? And I'm not talking about just the blind sitting behind the driver. And the other thing I need to talk about and maybe ponder, and I know this might not be a very long segment or a very long podcast, but what would we do about, you know, Metro? Now, I know that, you know, the bus drivers who drive our Metro buses, at least here in L.A., are not supposed to be using phones while driving, and there are other odds and ends. And for the most part, the MTA bus is safe. Like I said, we've had our accidents, I'm sure. I was involved in one. But, you know, would the technology go into effect then too? And since us blind people are usually sitting behind the driver or across from the driver, would the technology kick in? You know, I tend to use my phone while I'm riding, at least during the 30-minute portion of my trip from one stop to another. And does that also take into effect? No, I'm interested in your comments. I know that at least on White Cane, this will probably be a short podcast, but I thought that was kind of an interesting topic, and I want to leave it open for comments. If you're on the Tech Podcast, you can email me at tech@menvi.org. And if you're on White Cane Travel, find contact information on our website at whitecanetravel.com. And, interesting times we live in. So, definitely some things to consider on both podcasts.